tonight on the first episode of a very special celebrity edition of Big Brother. We discuss the new members of the household, and we have the first HOH competition, and we're joined by many special guests. But first, welcome your hosts, Adam and Fatty. Hello, everyone. I don't know how to fucking...
I believe you mean, please welcome your host, Adam and Fatty Moonves.
Well, it's already a fail. I just have to stop that because I didn't, you know, I can't. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
My name's Adam. I'm joined by Fatty. Hi, Fatty.
Hi.
That intro was so lackluster because literally, I know I'm already starting the season complaining, but literally.
Oh, here we go.
I immediately, when I got home from work, started cooking dinner. And then we started Big Brother at the appropriate time to fast forward through the commercials, but there weren't as many commercials as I thought there were going to be. And so then it went longer, and so I'm trying to cook and watch Big Brother and then eat and then forward and then get done in time. And then I remembered, oh shit, I pre-record those intros. And it sucks when I don't. Well, it probably sucks when I do. But it sucks when I don't because I mess up. I don't hit the mark. You know, you got to hit the mark.
Oh yeah,
and then
poor Mitten.
Well, this story was even worse.
I know. Shut
this, y'all. Shut we heard up. You before we oh, started. Okay. We heard just an absolutely. Faye, what's riveting. The word you would use to describe Adam's icy story where he was getting rimmed?
Yes, rimmed jerked. By the Jeep guy.
Yeah,
and jerked around the parking lot. Yeah, I right. would say it was. It was
that's sacrilegious.
Inducing.
Guys, I was going to church. That was not a sexual story.
I bet you were.
As the lovely and talented Alex Lefebvre says, this sounds like a porno.
Yeah. I was going to church.
The more you talk, the more it sounded like a porno.
I lost traction and had to be yanked by the rim so I could slide backwards. Anyway, we're joined by Alex Lefebvre. Hello.
Hello, I'm so glad to be back. I'm so glad Survivor is over.
You know,
how dare you?
Wow.
We're so glad you can be bothered to join us.
That's Chris.
You know, but I'm saying he couldn't even be bothered to watch Survivor. He's like,
I love you all, but I could not get into the Survivor. I watched one episode of David versus Goliath, and it was my first Survivor episode ever, and I was out. So. Okay. I gave it a good college try, but
no, that's not a college try.
That's correct.
I watched one episode and gave up.
Later in the season, there were some good crotch shots and, you know, stuff like that.
That's all they talked about were crotch shots.
So I heard because I did continue to listen to Survivor's Ready.
So you listened to the podcast and then had no point of reference for anything. Okay.
Sounds like today.
Well,
right.
That's like every day of your normal podcast, Batty. So I mean, he listens to that
How
with no
you.
Point of reference.
He just listens to hear his name mentioned
and his piano solo. So we're also joined
that's the
by
happy music.
Chris from somewhere, from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from New Mexico. I don't know. Chris, hi, welcome.
I just want to point out that even if Alex or anyone else did not listen to Survivor's Ready, they would have known about the bold shots being the center of that show for you guys, because the very first talented guest co-host of the BFO on the BFO appreciation shows mentioned that. Mm-hmm. I won't say who it was, but he was just lovely sounding, and he talked about mentioned the bold controversy right up front.
Can't picture him anyway.
He also mentioned Alex Lefebvre, too, which I appreciated. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And apparently you both have a love of Rockstar. So, wait, we are talking about Evan, right?
No.
Oh. No, who are we talking about?
Oh,
Adam.
Wait, who was the first co-host?
Oh. Adam Burns, you will not be the number one fan of the BFO for 2019.
I want his name stricken from competition.
Was it Faye? Who was the first co-host? I thought it was... Well, anyway.
Chris from Tennessee. And
oh, Chris,
fantastic.
Were you the first?
Yes.
I don't know. It's not like
Adam doesn't listen.
I don't write a list of like who co-hosted each episode. Look.
What happens when Chris, he doesn't understand me at double speed. He certainly doesn't understand you at double speed.
Oh.
I tried you at triple ruined. Speed one time, Fatty, but I with the strong Southern accent that you have at triple speed, there was just I mean, it was pointless.
All right, so we're like 6 minutes in, and we still haven't mentioned anything about Big Brother.
All right, no, we're by the way,
we can find you.
We're also joined by the grump of the evening, apparently, Mr. Faye Driver. Hello,
I can't be there tonight. Damn you kids.
I'm busy. Leave me alone. Stop calling me. Yes, hi, I'm the Faye Driver. Pinkwheelnuts.com.
You know, we had to
where it was snowy and that you're not now. Is that where you're moving to?
Yes, I was up north in my future home of retirement, which is like a resort / old folks community.
Oh my God! You're already moving to assisted living?
Yes,
or yep. whatever they call it.
Just yes. getting my room lined up.
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't think you were that old.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm old at heart.
You should go down to the Rainbow Village with Gary.
Oh yeah, that's
Seattle or wherever he lives.
That's true.
Oregon, yeah.
I think it's Rainbow Vista or something like that. So anyway, Faye wants us to get started talking about Big Brother. And I'm probably going to say Survivor a few times because I get so confused. But anyway.
But wait a minute. Let's just go ahead and put it on the record that Faye says, I got nothing to say about tonight. And so Chris goes, I got nothing to say about tonight. And Alex Lefebvre and I are like, I've got lots to say about tonight.
It's true.
Well,
let's hear it. Come
I guess
on,
Faye
let's
didn't.
Get into it.
I guess Faye didn't take notes. Now I want to start out by saying,
look at
oh,
that.
So he's got plenty to say. He's got like a notebook full of notes. So before we get to your notes, though, I want to say that I read, and I don't know if you guys read this or not, but I just wanted to mention since this is kind of the intro show, and there wasn't a lot of drama or anything in the episode, the pay of the celebrities. So before they started, you know, there was all this, oh, we don't know who's going to be on. Oh, two or three people turned it down, you know, whatever, which is apparent by the celebrities, the air quote celebrities, they got to do it. But the pay I read the information came from TMZ that they are getting $100,000 per person just to appear, which is a pay cut from last year. Last year they got either 200 or 250,000 just for appearing. So it's half of what they got last year. And if you win, the speculation is if you win, you get an additional $250,000.
Well, $250,000.
Yeah, and last year it was last year they said it was 500,000, or that was
it wasn't.
No. Okay.
Well, then that's what the article said that I read. Anyway.
Well, that's all right, because, you know, you can't go by everything you read on the intertube.
True.
Because I read a confirmed list.
Yes.
Celebrities that were going to be in there, and I think two of them are in there.
I kept looking for the Tonya Harding, Patty.
So, Alex, what did you say?
I was very confused because I get all of my daily info from the BFO when I wake up in the morning.
Oh,
and
Lord.
I was just so excited. And then the next day, he started talking to me and saying, Alex Lefebvre is going to be very confused. And I looked at my phone and I said, I am very confused. Who is on Big Brother?
And this was the rumor mill, and everybody was following this one person. And this one person who has evidently a very good track record, or excuse me, used to have a very good track record, got two of the 12 correct.
Mm.
So,
well, you know, they have, first of all, they only have like 3 weeks because they can't get these celebrities to commit to any longer than that. And the ones they get are like I don't know that I would even call them celebrity necessarily.
They're well-known people.
Yeah, I mean, they're people that other people know. And, you know, and so I don't know. It seems like such a struggle. And then they, from what I read, which may not be correct, but from what I read, they had to lower the salaries this year because it's such a short show that it doesn't make enough money to support like as much as they. So and even Julie said that she took a pay cut to host Celebrity Edition versus what she gets for the regular edition. So
maybe that's something we can talk about for a second. Are we surprised that Julie showed up again to do this after the fallout at the end of the regular season last summer with her husband?
Well, if you will think back when they first started promoting Celebrity Big Brother, you know, they don't say who the celebrities are, but they never showed Julie in those ads either.
But okay. She said at the end of the last season that I'll see you next year for Celebrity Big Brother. So she must have known by that point that she'd be hosting.
Well, but then why wouldn't they have put her mug on there?
Yeah, perhaps.
I think that the only way we lose Julie as a host is if Julie decides to not be a host. Because right. I think CBS looks very bad. There's probably a better word for that, but they do not look good if they oust the wife, you know, because it's not her fault that he did anything that he did. And I guess I didn't expect CBS
to oust her. I'm surprised that she wanted to come back, I guess.
Well, that's the only thing she's got left, right? I mean, she quit the talk, which was the other thing that she did. So, you know, I mean, she doesn't have anything else. And she's been
got an opinion?
No, I could care less if she's there or not. She doesn't add or detract.
Okay.
Someone suggested.
Oh, no, she detracts.
May we say today on the first episode, she looked like a bad drag queen's impression of Elvira. What was that?
Tell us how you really feel.
Well, who was she wearing? Who gave her that dress to wear? I don't know. That was a very strange thing, wasn't it?
Oh.
Was she going to the theater afterward or something? What?
I do agree with you slightly. It was an odd selection.
Yeah, it's got all these hanging things.
I mean, I think that they. Well, I think because it's Celebrity Big Brother that it's she was supposed to be more dressed up. You know, we've got the celebrities here. You know, so
okay,
you know,
well,
it's a
whatever.
Little more upscale. If you will. I don't know.
I did not like the wardrobe choice this
time. Well, there you have it. Now, speaking of wardrobe, we'll get to it when we start talking about the people.
So let's go over the cast.
All right, let's do it.
Why don't we do that? So does anyone have the list? Or I can pull it up real quick. But
I got it.
Yay!
Of course, right. Mr. I Hate It All has got it right there. All right.
So walk us through the cast.
Number one, the man of the hour, Ryan Lochte.
Who Boo.
A family man, former 12-medal Olympic medal-winning Olympian.
Now, why don't you like him, Alex?
Because he didn't take his shirt off this episode.
Okay.
The only reason I want him on my TV is to take his shirt off like he does every other time he's on my TV. And tonight he kept it on, so no, forget it.
But he had on a pink zoot suit.
So did Jonathan Bennett, who I liked much more. So
okay, well, all right. Team Pink.
So I want to say about Ryan Lochte. There was that whole, during the Olympics, there was that whole, I don't even remember
scandal.
What happened, but there was that scandal. I don't know if he got in a fight or I'm not sure, like out at a bar.
He lied.
He was pulled over by the police and they said a bunch of guys jumped out of a truck and robbed him of his wallet or something. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Horrible. It was
an international incident.
Right.
So there was that. And then when they introduce him tonight, I mean, the first thing is, you know, I'm a family man now. You know, I hate being away from my wife and children. I've turned a new leaf. You know, it's like the Ryan Lochte apology tour or something like that. You know. Oh, and by the way, I'm training for the next Olympics, which
barf.
I read that they had to put in a pool for him to do his
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. Could you get that? It's Julie Chen Moonves.
Actually, it's those accused Brazilians.
No, that's the donation line. You know, like PBS.
Oh, there you go.
If you guys want to call in and donate
$5. It's Tom and Terry calling in, filing a complaint that they couldn't listen to us. Well, by the way, it appears the stream is free now.
Wow. Oh, is it? Is he already off?
Well, he's not in the chat. Oh, no, he is still in the chat room. I take that back.
So, anyway.
But he
hasn't
said anything in the chat room. He's dead.
Dead to you. But the most interesting thing about Ryan Lochte tonight is I know nothing about Big Brother.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, is that true? How can you not know anything about Big Brother?
Have a life? Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't know anything about Big Brother before the last Celebrity Edition. I'd never watched an episode. So,
okay.
It's possible.
And I'm sure he has to train a lot, you know, being an Olympian.
Yeah.
They're probably not blasting Big Brother episodes in the pool.
To be totally honest, the only reason I knew Celebrity Big Brother was on tonight was because I listened to the BFO. I did not know. I don't watch any other show on CBS. I had no idea that it was returning. And then I found out.
Well, you marked it on your calendar weeks ago.
Well, from you.
But then he forgot. He forgot he marked it on his calendar.
Right.
You know, by the way, Faye's moving into an assisted living facility soon. Maybe you can go.
You know, this is unrelated to Big Brother, but I've always watched CBS, like, because I love a procedural, and I know that makes me an old person. So, you know, I mean, I'm fitting in with Fatty and Faye because, like,
maybe
Faye's going
move
to
assisted living. Assisted living
I know, but I love procedurals. So I used to watch NCIS on there and Criminal Minds. And
do you like Ice Wars? Does that relate to your rimming incident earlier with the Jeep? Okay, I'm sorry.
The Jeep guy.
Jeep guy. I'm sorry. All right. So we've named one person.
Okay. Now, second up is Natalie Eva Marie, who is a former wrestler and fashionista.
Mm-hmm.
And she has purple hair.
She does have purple hair.
I liked her hair. I'll say that.
Oh, she has a podcast.
She's pretty.
Oh. I mean, Alex, do you know her?
You know, they had to make a big case for her. Like, everybody else, they were just like, this is who I am. This is how you know me. For her, she was like, I have 7 million followers. And I was like, this is not your resume here, honey. We don't need to know why you're qualified for this position. But I had never heard of her before in my life. She was fine. I enjoyed her, like, little read to Kato when she was on the side later in the show. But so I'm okay with her. She can stay, but I had no idea who she was.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure they care your opinion on whether she can stay or not.
Alex Lefebvre's seal of approval.
I mean, yes, exactly.
Does CBS call you up, Alex? They're like, we just want to run the list of celebrities by you. Could you?
How do you think Rockstar made it as far as she did?
Hello. Well, that's the reason Alex likes her, because she has Rockstar hair.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
You're like, I don't know if she can stay. How many followers does she have? Okay, she can stay.
She can stay, yeah.
Okay. All right, Faye, who's next?
Tom Green, the MTV oldster, the prankster comedian, did several movies in the 90s, I guess.
Now, I confused him with Tom Baudette.
Yes,
because I thought he was the guy that did the Motel 6. We'll leave the light on.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Okay. Yeah, I meant to point this out, and I don't think I ever did, that when you finally got around, Fatty, on your little show to pointing out the correct list of celebrities, you still got something wrong about your description of almost every single one of them.
Hello? Have you heard my show? I was pleasantly surprised by him tonight. He's actually going to be good comic relief in the house, I think. So
we'll see.
All right, Grumpy.
It's lame comedy.
He
lame
is a comedian,
comic relief.
And he had ball cancer. He made a big deal about only having one ball.
Over and over.
Yeah.
My favorite thing of him, I had two favorite things of him tonight. We got sandwiches.
You want a sandwich? Lolo, you want a sandwich?
You want a sandwich?
That's a reference to one of his movies, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. Is it?
According to my husband, that's a reference to Freddy Got Fingered, one of the things he's most famous for.
Oh. I never knew that. Okay. I didn't.
Well, in that case, that's funny then.
Okay. But my favorite other thing was when, what's her name? Tamar?
Mm-hmm. Tamar.
Tamar was stuffing grapes in her mouth.
And he said,
how
those
are
things.
The grapes? Anyway,
next.
Those are my favorite two things about him tonight. But all I think right. he's going to be better than I expected him to be.
Nobody's going to get this except maybe Alex, but thank you. Next.
Yes, thank you. Next, Ariana.
I get that. What the
okay.
I am, bitch.
Okay.
Jesus.
I don't get it.
Okay, Lolo Jones, an Olympic summer and winter Olympian who won zero medals, and she's a virgin.
Apparently, she's been in three Olympics but hasn't won anything. So
could not give two shits about her.
That's because she's a woman.
Alex?
Nope, couldn't care. But I did know who she was because I do watch the Olympics like a good gay boy, and I recognized her name.
Yeah, but she's not ice dancer.
What was her sport?
So how would you know that? What sports does she do? Bobsled?
Yeah, and I don't remember what she did in the summer one.
Oh, okay. So it was bobsled. Okay.
Well, it was bobsled, though. Yeah, she was a bobsledder.
Who watches bobsled?
They just run really hard and then hang on for their dear life.
It's very much like Adam trying to get to church.
I mean, seriously, I could be on the bobsled team next time.
I think you should try out for it. Okay, fifth guest, Cato Kaelin, who needs no introduction, right?
Yeah. Well, he needs an introduction for the younger listeners.
Oh, that's true.
Wait a minute. That's you. That's you.
I know who Cato Kaelin is. But, like, if you're a good 10 years younger than me, you might not know who he is.
So, in other words, if you're 12, you probably don't know.
So, he was there when he was with Nicole and OJ. Or he was at the house or living at the house or something.
He was
when
in
OJ
the guest
killed.
House. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sleeping on the couch or something.
When OJ killed.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
But did anyone, my favorite line from out of him was that he did it. Oh, OJ did it. Remember he just threw OJ under the bus. In his intro.
Oh, and then he was like, they were like, I don't think they said it this way, but I'm just going to say it this way. Anyway. What if he's the next house guest to come in? They were like, who's coming in next? Oh, I hope it's not OJ.
Oh, God. I hope it was OJ. That would have been so good.
You know, he's out of jail, but I think
that would have been amazing.
Cato was kind of a semi-attractive back then, right?
He was attractive back then.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cato was the oldest house guest this time.
Oh, is he the oldest? Okay.
Yes, he is. Oh. 59 years old.
He's older than Dina?
Yep.
Wow. Boy, she's been written hard and put out wet. Okay.
Woo.
Okay. Right. Tamar Braxton. Braxton's younger sister.
See, she's just famous for being Toni Braxton's sister and being on a reality show.
.com.
That was about their life. I mean, it was like the Braxton family or something. I don't know what the name of it was, but it was just like a Braxton reality show. Values. Yeah, and she was just on that.
And what is Toni Braxton famous for?
Unbreak My Heart.
Yeah, Unbreak My Heart.
Did you see how offended Alex was?
Well,
oh my God.
See that? There were daggers coming out of his eyes.
You know, and I want to say, for some reason, I get Toni Braxton and... Natalie Cole confused. I don't know why, but like I always get the two of them. I'm like, didn't she sing a duet with her dead father? No. That was Natalie Cole. I have to think of.
I just gotta say, if it's anything to do with music, I got nothing. I don't.
We know that already because, to be fair to Tamar, she has been recording since the 1990s. And so when Fatty was talking about the contestants on your little show, you said that she's one of these new young singers I can't keep up with.
But I mean, come on. Who could name one song?
But she is a Big Brother super fan.
Oh.
Self-proclaimed.
And she likes
she's
Grace.
She's very annoying.
Apparently.
And she loves to wear lots of pearls around her neck.
She will be a good pot stirrer this season.
I think she some might even say she was wearing a pearl necklace.
Oh. Ew.
Okay. All right, next.
Oh, dear God. Okay, Joey Lawrence.
Whoa.
Oh,
brother. Who's a music producer and, of course, was on Blossom.
Okay, first of all, I didn't watch Blossom that much, but when I did, that was my young gay boy, like, oh my God, he's so hot person. So I have to like him a little bit, but yeah.
But he's aged. He's now like 40.
I'm 40.
He's older than that.
He's probably older than that, too.
He's 42.
But, and we haven't seen him with the shirt off yet, but he looks like he's in good shape.
Thank you. Now, that is exactly what we're waiting for. Whoever takes their shirt off first, between Ryan Lochte or Joey Lawrence, whoever is the one to remain with the shirt on should be on the block.
Oh, well, there you have it. And Alex, what are your feelings of Joey
Lawrence? Wait a minute. Sorry. what do you mean by that? You don't like him?
I like him just fine, but he needs to start stripping because beyond that, you know.
Oh, you're watching this for the
Alex
skin.
has got his tip gun ready to go.
Joey Lawrence has aged really well from the neck down.
That's
well,
true.
You know, it
I
just
don't
looked
mind
like
the neck up.
I mean, his face looks fine. I just think he does look like he's had some work done, possibly. And you know, I mean, but you know, I don't have a problem with having work done for people because I've probably said this before.
Well, you look great.
Didn't I? My doctor is great. Met Joan Rivers. Well,
can we talk?
You, okay. I met her. I walked past her and maybe said hello. She sang. I was in the Turtle Creek. I was in a gay men's chorus. She did a concert with us. Anyway, she did a. It was really weird because we did half of it was a concert.
Was it snowing that day?
It wasn't.
Were the roads icy?
So,
what does your pastor have to say about it?
I don't know. Anyway. I've never talked to my pastor. So, anyway, I thought, you know what? She looked pretty good. I thought, you know, I can tell you've had work, but you're 85 or however old she was. I don't know. I'm like, do what you want to do. I mean, look plastic or have a bunch of wrinkles. Either way, I mean, you know.
Well, she looked plastic.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Granny, in all of his wealth of knowledge, said when Jonathan was introduced or when Jonathan, you know, won his thing and all, and now there, and that's great that there's two gays on it this year. And I went, two?
Jonathan, you mean Joey?
No.
Oh,
Jonathan is gay.
We haven't gotten to him yet.
And I said, there are two gays. He says, well, isn't Joey gay?
Oh, no. Now,
No. Give us the update on that.
I have some insider tea on this. So Joey Lawrence is actually married with children, but you would never know it. If you go on his Instagram, it's just him at the gym, him by himself. It's almost as if he wants that personal life swept under the rug, which is exactly the opposite of Ryan Lochte, who on tonight's episode was like, well, now I'm a family man. I've got a child. And I thought it was very strange that Joey Lawrence doesn't mention that at all, that he's got a life outside of just being in the gym and being on the show.
Okay.
I would also like to say when Ryan Lochte had his kid in his arms and they were cooking pasta in the kitchen or something. And he was saying to his little baby child, do you want to help daddy? Do you want to help daddy? And the kid was like, bitch, I don't know you. Like, the kid was like, I don't know who this dude is. Seemed to me.
Oh.
I don't think he's much of a family man because I don't think his kids know who he is.
Okay.
Mm. Go back and watch the tape.
Pool. Anyway.
All right. So Joey Lawrence, and then we have Dina Lohan. What is Dina Lohan known for?
Now, I don't know anything about her. Literally, I didn't even know she existed until tonight's episode. However, she comes across as just like a pageant mom, like riding the coattails of her children. She was like, I manage. And then she listed off like six children that I didn't even know. All I knew that existed was Lindsay. Like, I didn't know any of the other ones existed.
Is Lindsay Lohan the one that died?
No.
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 Oh, who am I thinking about?
Amanda Siegfried?
No. Somebody. It doesn't matter. I thought she was the one that did drugs and died or something.
You got the first part right.
Okay. Oh, she does.
She did do drugs, but she, well, I don't know if she does now or not. But anyway, I was just looking.
Her career died.
Yeah. Well, now she's got a new MTV reality show about a bar that she owns in some other country or something.
That was the one gasp, actually, or like really truthfully gasp in our household watching Big Brother when she chose the Mooch to be her teammate. We were both like, oh, I can't believe she chose him. And then she comes out with, well, that's the only name that I could remember. And it garnered a true laugh from us, too.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Anyway, that was my only thought of her is she's just
and riding. I'm amazed that she's not the oldest one on the show, so.
She looks a lot like Lindsay, and actually, Lindsay looks pretty bad right now, like has looked bad because of all the drugs and stuff. Lindsay and her mom look about the same age now, and they look like each other.
No, that's not nice.
But true.
It's true. No, it's true. Well,
it's absolutely true.
Okay. Moving on.
Next guest.
Jonathan Bennett. The Food Network Wars host, Mean Girls actor, homosexual, did he play Evan Samuels on the Mean Girls? Did I hear that name kicked around? What was his name on the Mean Girls?
He played somebody on Mean Girls.
It was something Samuels. I don't know that it was Evan. It was something Samuels, though.
I just thought that was a unique name.
That's Evan Ayers.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Okay. So
he likes women like he likes his salad dressing because he doesn't like salad dressing.
Yeah, well, that was
he likes women as much as he likes his salad dressing, and he doesn't like
salad dressing.
That's what I just said, you fat thing.
Well, Mark and I.
Wait a minute, is that what he said?
Literally, word for word.
Okay,
we watch the Food Network. Well, I love Food Network, and we watch Cupcake Wars, and so I'm a fan. I'm a fan of him. So I've seen him on lots of the Wars shows, but it was Cupcake Wars, Cake Wars. I think he's been and he has a Netflix show that's also a cupcake competition as well. So
his character on Mean Girls was Aaron Samuels.
There we go. There we go.
Aaron Samuels. Okay.
Do you have an opinion about him, Alex?
Well, you know, I thought he was dreamy back in Mean Girls days. I mean, he was a heartthrob. And today he's kind of like, he's an enjoyable person on my TV. And in my opinion, he's the front runner because like I said for last Big Brother, never count out the LGBT community. And he is the front runner for that. So I think he's the front runner for the show as well.
I knew he was going to be Team Alex.
Yes. He's got my stamp of approval. He'll be there at least through half the show.
Well, okay,
so that's next week.
I don't know how long he'll be there, but he's my favorite because I think he's cute. And he's the host of he was the host of Cupcake Wars. So.
Okay. So he's Alex's little cupcake. So
he can frost my cupcakes.
No. Ooh.
I think he's the cutest guy in the house as well.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Not a high bar there, but well, yeah, I agree.
You notice, however, that Alex was not pissed that he did not take his shirt off.
No, he can keep his shirt on. That's okay.
Well, you don't know. I mean, you've never seen him with his shirt off, so how do you know? He might be like totally ripped.
That's true. That's true.
Or all right.
He could look like, well, never mind.
Candy Burris, Real Housewife, and singer from the pop kids group X Escape, which they couldn't spell correctly either.
I got nothing.
I don't know anything about her except she's already trying to say there's going to be drama between her and Tamar, that yeah. they don't like mm-hmm. each other or something. And then, you know.
So they team up.
Yeah, and then they're on a team together.
Alex, being the musical aficionado, what yes. do you think of this one?
Well, I actually have something to say about this one, interestingly wow. enough. So I used to play back in the day for a show that is still running here in New York called Newsical, the musical. And they had a time where they had celebrity guests, celebrities a la, the first one was Perez Hilton to come in and do a stint.
Oh, Lord.
And then they had LaToya Jackson come in wow. and do a stint. And then they had Miss Candy Burris come in. And I was like thinking, they also had other people too. They had this gal from SNL whose name escapes me right now. But anyways, I was a little like looking side-eyed at Candy at first, because I was like, well, who is this woman? Like, I don't know anything about her. But then I found out she wrote No Scrubs. And I'm like, well, that's real deal. Like, she's obviously going to be able to read music. But I think she was very professional. She got her stuff done. She was no complaints, no problems. Got in, got out, did her thing. And I think she's going to be the same at Big Brother. She's going to fly under the radar. She's going to do her thing. And I think she could go pretty far.
Okay. Chris?
You want me to follow that?
You got nothing, right?
Well, she can't okay. swing. I'll say that much for her.
Well, yeah, ain't that the truth? None of them could at start. All right.
Okay, so then we have Ricky Williams. Will, is that right?
Uh-huh.
A pothead football player?
Uh-huh.
The only thing I thought about him is pothead who gets into Chinese medicine. I mean...
Mm-hmm. The Chinese medicine was like, oh God, here we go.
Is that an excuse just to keep smoking stuff?
Wait a minute. Is that a glass of Chinese medicine you're drinking there, Alex?
I know, and it's almost gone. It's horrible. He reminds me of Meta World Peace, though, does he not? It's like Meta World Peace Part 2.
Right.
Oh, I can't even, not sure I know who that is, but I know it's a Big Brother person. Is that who's Meta World Peace?
He was on...
Last
yeah,
year.
Last season. Yeah.
Celebrity last year.
Okay.
Basketball player. Mm-hmm. Chris, you got anything about Ricky Williams?
Nope.
All right.
Okay. Finally,
how do we follow that?
Our 12th house guest is Anthony Scaramucci.
The Mooch.
Who swears a lot, is Italian, and is a dickhead.
Oh.
Anybody want to see him with his shirt off?
Now, I will say, he started out by being a sore thumb by walking into the house with a coat and tie on.
Well, that's probably dictated by the show, though. I mean, they probably...
Well, it could be.
But, I mean, not that I want to defend him. He is a dickhead, but...
Alex, if you were on the show, would you walk in a coat and tie?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I don't think I own a tie, but that's me. He's going to make it far, though, and I can tell you why. Everyone just accepted him tonight. And I was saying, if that was me, I'd be looking at the other gay guy in the room being like, let's get him out now. And I'd be bringing in anybody I thought voted blue and be like, get him out now. And everyone was just kind of like, oh, okay, well, that's great. You know, I'll pass the champagne. And if he can skate by just... as under the radar for first episode, he's making it to top three. That's my prediction.
Do you really think? Wow.
I think so.
Now, I think so. The Mooch is going to do, I think he's going to be an interesting player, depending on how long he stays. So, if him staying depends on his swinging ability, he ain't going to be there long.
Yeah, I disagree. I think he's going to be a target because. I think he is intimidating, and even though I don't think he is intimidating, but I think he presents as an intimidating person, and I think people are going to want to be getting rid of him, not because he is partially because he appears to be intimidating, but also because he's useless. So they'll be going, he's not good for nothing, and he just makes it. He just makes a lot of noise. Let's get rid of him. I think you'll see him up on the block repeatedly.
Huh. Chris?
I tend more toward the Faye driver interpretation. I think he'll rub people the wrong way enough that he'll be a target.
Okay.
Well, let's time mark this and see who wins.
There you go.
Are we going to be making some predictions, Adam, at the end?
Of course, there's the game.
Stay and go.
Oh, God, the
well,
game.
We have to discuss that because this is so short. Do we want to still have a game? Or
I think we each choose two people or three people, and there ain't no changing.
Okay.
All right. Then I guess we are.
But once somebody's taken, nobody else can take them.
Mm. Oh, ouchies.
Great. Yeah.
Well, that's the way we do it. Of us and 12.
That means we'll all get two people. Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's five of us, so that means
well then
that
two people two won't be chosen.
Yeah.
Fair.
Kind of like the competition tonight.
Well. Okay, so the competition it's celebrity power pairs, the HOH. The two people join up. They have a champagne. They have to fill a champagne glass with the champagne. Swinging on the swings. There's 12 contestants and only 10 of them can play, so two people get left behind. Who wants to take over?
Do you want someone to take over? So they picked Ryan Lochte to be the first one, and he had to pick who he wanted to be his teammate, and then the teammate picks who the next person is, etc., etc., etc. And it was he picked Cupcake Wars guy Jonathan Bennett, and then he said Tamar picked
Candy
said
her enemy,
right?
Yeah, her enemy, because she's like, well, I want to, you know, extend a I don't know an olive branch or whatever. Yeah. And then I don't remember after that. So
so the teams are Joey Lawrence, Ricky the football player, Lolo the Olympics super Olympic non-winner, Tom Green, Dina,
and the Mooch,
yes, and then Cato and Natalie Eva Marie are left behind, but they get immunity.
Yep.
This is the thing. This is okay. Can I talk for a minute?
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Can you ever?
Yes, Grumpy.
This is the same formula as last year, right? Last year they did, let's make people join up into pairs. I mean, last year they were tied to each other and they had to hang off of some piece of, I don't know, stand on a rock or something for the first episode. It's the same bullshit. Two people team up. They don't get to pick their own teams. Really, I guess they did in this case, but whatever. I'm done.
Okay. Well, thanks for that insightful commentary.
Last year they were, well, I don't know, were you talking about Celebrity Big Brother from last year?
Yeah.
Last year, I don't remember it being pairs, but they were holding on to a golden Oscar in the first episode.
But weren't they doing it in doubles? Didn't they double up in the first?
I don't think so.
Weren't they tied to each other or something?
I don't recall that, but I remember I'm holding on to an Oscar. But
well, it's not like we haven't seen this game formula before. They throw two people together who have no connection, and you know we're gonna make these super impressive instant bonds, and they're just trying to bring people together. And this is what bugs me about Big Brother.
I kind of agree. I thought this was boring. Like, I wanted them to sit around and be like, I don't know who you are. Like, just kind of tarnish the reputation. Like, I think the reason that, like Adam was saying earlier, that the celebrities could accept this for less money was that all the celebrities from last season came out looking fine, looking decent. And I wanted somebody to be like, ugh, I don't know who you are. I'm voting you out immediately. And have like a little like catty, gossipy kind of fun interactions. And there's just this boring swinging back and forth. Like, that's not what I want for our first episode. Keep that.
That nobody could do.
Yeah. Horrible. Forget it.
Yeah, I don't know how long they sat there, but it seemed like forever. They couldn't even figure out how to get swinging.
So boring.
Joey Lawrence all... said, "Can somebody just please win?"
So it was it was Ryan Lochte and Jonathan Bennett were in Team the Pink. Lead. Team Pink. And the other Olympian and Green. What's Green. His name? Tom Green. Lolo, is that her name?
Lolo.
And Tom Green. And they were kind of competing back and forth, and that was it. All the other teams were like Anthony.
But with the best was Candy and Tamar. They could not. I don't think they got the first drop of she champagne in their glass.
A couple of them actually could have just spit in their cups and gotten more water right. in that thing yeah. than they got. I don't know. Mm. Yeah, anyway. it was pretty boring. But then in the end,
the boys won.
The boys won.
Boys win. Yeah.
Right.
And so this is another thing. So, okay, so they win, which means one of them gets to be the HOH and one of them is going to get to be the first nominee, as Moonves Chen tells us. This is, I mean, and could you not see this coming a mile away? I mean, this is exactly, once again, what happened last year with the Big Brother Celebrity. The two winners, someone has to, they have to decide amongst themselves, or they have a little contest. One of you is going to be the HOH, and one of you is going to be out in the cold.
And I say, I don't remember this. I thought this was an interesting twist.
Yeah, I don't remember it being like this last year either.
See, I think Faye has already moved into the assisted living. He's hearing it tonight and thinking. He has no short-term memory, and he's thinking that this has happened before. Right. So,
yeah.
Anyway, Alex, do you remember that?
I don't remember that. No.
Okay. But, okay. All right.
I thought it was
an interesting twist. So, anyway.
next time Faye's on, he comes with a full set of notes detailing the episode.
Let me check my files. Let me tell you something. All right.
Okay, so I'll refer to my what do you call that thing in the library with the
Dewey Decimal System?
No, the microfiche.
Card catalog. Oh,
I gotta
microfiche.
Check my microfiche records.
Okay.
Okay.
In fact, once you do that, then maybe microfiche can be your stripper name.
Oh, cue the music.
That's it. The show's over. The two winners are going to have to battle it out in some unknown game tomorrow. Don't miss it.
Yeah, well, bye, Ryan. I'm going to tell you why bye, Ryan, because they're not going to do another physical thing. They've already bored us with a physical competition tonight. So tomorrow is going to be like, who entered with the red bow tie? And then Jonathan will get them all right because he pays attention to that sort of thing.
I agree. I don't know anybody that entered with a red bow tie. Okay, I got you. Yeah, Ryan, you know, it's like you'll compete for head of household. I got no idea what that is. Yeah. So
poor Ryan.
So if he leaves, that means you don't get to see the shirt off.
Well, that's not true. We had Brett last season who went on the block shirtless, so it can happen.
Well, that's true. That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
We're gonna have some shots of Ryan swimming. Because like I said, they put a special pool.
They've been in the house a week.
Yeah, they did something to the pool or put in a special pool or something so he could keep training for the Olympics.
But did they put in a special chair?
So you know. If anyone wants to know what that is, listen to today's episode of Big Fatty Online.
Right. Ugh. They put the special chair in for Jonathan. Okay, anyway. What did y'all think of the house? I thought the house looked nice.
Yeah, it did.
It okay.
Blinged up.
Yeah.
It blinged up. It looked like the normal house.
No, it looked a little fancier. And it caught my eye. Plus,
Plus, I don't know if you knew this or not, but there were sandwiches.
The kitchen looked nice. I remember the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
I remember it had a nice stone. I think it had like a nice stone backsplash. And like normally, I mean, the kitchen just looks kind of utilitarian. Like, right. You know, this is where we cook food. But they had gone. It looked like a kitchen in a nice home.
I wouldn't want to sleep in the same bedroom as all these people, though. That would definitely affect my decisions. Being like, who smells? Who snores? Who can I like get through another night with? That was something I kept looking at, being like, those beds are very close together.
But it's that way on regular Big Brother as well, so.
I know.
Now, Alex, would you be on Big Brother?
No. Okay. No, I would not be on Big Brother. It's too much of a time commitment because I'm not famous. I'd be on Celebrity Big Brother, but.
Okay.
You know, I guess I'd have to be witness to some crime, I guess, in order to do that. So.
Well, I don't know. You just never know. So. Or take your shirt off. I don't know.
I guess.
All right. Well, we're gonna
the five of us here, Alex, you're on the trajectory to be a celebrity before the rest of us. So.
Right.
I don't know.
All right. What? Anything that happened during the episode that caught anybody's eye that you thought, oh, that's interesting?
Actually, most of the episode was introducing. I mean, they spent like 40 minutes introducing people. And 18 minutes on the game and 2 minutes of them actually walking around talking to each other. So there wasn't much.
The only thing that I found interesting was that Ryan, when they were all drinking glasses of champagne, he was drinking a glass of water.
Yeah. Well, he's working. He has work to do after this thing, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I just noticed that. Mm. Anyway,
I noticed you're wearing, and George in Atlanta would like to know that you're wearing an Atlanta Falcons t-shirt.
I got today. That when I went to the Atlanta Falcons game with George in Atlanta.
This is an audio podcast, so nobody Thank really you. Cares, but George would like to know. I'll tell him.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. He doesn't
Okay,
listen.
So are we going to pick our besties? How is this going to work?
So here's what we're going to do. While you guys have been nattering on, I've decided how we're going to do this. So here we go.
Drum roll.
So we're going to each
takes over.
So we're going to do. I'm using a random number generator.
Okay.
To generate a number. I mean, I'm going to do it after we choose. So each one of us is going to choose a number first.
Okay.
Then I'm going to generate a random number between 1 and 50.
Okay.
And the closest person to that number is going to be the first person to choose.
Oh, God.
Come on now. Oh. We're going to. This
All
is
right,
gonna
let's
be
go.
Fun.
May I suggest something simpler?
No. I've made my decision.
Thank you.
He's lost both coin tosses. So, anyway.
So, here's what we're going to do. That's going to be the first person to choose their first teammate. Then, as in the game we watch tonight, they're going to choose the next one of us to choose ours. And it's going to go like that till we get to the last person. And then we're going to go around one more time. So you can't, it makes it more fair because you can't choose both of your team members at the same time. Okay?
I agree to that.
All right. So I have got, we're going to go in the order that I see you guys on my screen. So Alex, what number do you want? It's between 1 and 50.
25.
All right. Fatty?
26.
You bitch.
All right. Chris?
27.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, you cunt.
Faye?
45.
Okay. I'm going to do 31. All right. So now I'm going to generate a random number. The number is 15.
Oh, Alex is
so
first.
The winner is Alex. So Alex, you are going to give us your
By the way,
first...
he did jazz hands, everyone.
You're going to give us your first team member.
Oh, here, let's all go ahead and say it for him.
Yes, say it with me. Jonathan Bennett.
Okay, so then you're going to choose who gets to pick next.
I'm going to choose Fatty.
I'm going to choose Joey Lawrence.
And who's going to go next, Patty?
That's not fair.
Oh, who am I going to choose? Well, here, I've got a random number generator going on. I'm going to choose Grumpy.
I'm going to take Kato Kaelin.
Oh. Okay, so Faye, who do you want to go next?
Hi, Chris in Tennessee. And
oh, poor Adam has to go last.
I'll go for Tom Green. And I pick Adam.
God, you guys got all the ones that I was going to see. This is going to be like the coin toss. This is why you guys. This is why you guys had me go last. I don't even know who's left. Like, all the losers are left.
Came up with a complicated system.
I'll go with.
Do you want me to tell you who's left?
I'm going
to
go with Ryan Lochte just because.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
You'll be out soon.
Well. Who cares? We're not doing subtractive points this year. So all now right. We're going in the order that we went before.
Alex?
This is tricky. I'm trying to choose between the Mooch or Candy, which I know nobody wants, so I don't know why I'm like going back and forth about it, but I'm going to go with the Mooch.
All right. Fatty?
I wanted the Mooch. Oh. I'm going to do that Lolo girl. Ooh. I think she's just, nobody fucking knows who she is.
Okay. Faye?
I think then I will take Natalie Eva Marie, the wrestler person.
Girl. Purple hair.
All right, Chris?
Anybody pick Tamar Braxton?
Nope. No,
it's free.
Tamar.
All right, so I'm going to go with...
You have Dina Lohan, Candy Burris, Ricky Williams, and that's it.
Gosh. You know, I'm going to go with Lindsay Lohan's mom.
Oh, wow. My God.
You should have picked Candy. Oh, my God. All right.
He passed on Candy.
It doesn't matter. I'm already in a losing position. So
here we go.
So don't anybody vote on me to win this season. I'll just tell I'm just gonna tell you that right now.
Can we go around and say like so we're stuck with these people, right?
Right.
I mean I yes. wouldn't have chosen these people if others were available. Right. Can we go around and say who we'd like to who we think is going to win who is going to get kicked out in the next episode.
Well, there's nobody going to get kicked out until Friday night.
Okay, well, whoever gets booted off.
Whoever's the first to be thrown out.
Yes, who is it?
I think Ryan. I think Ryan's the first one to get kicked out. I think Jonathan Bennett's going to win.
Okay. Big Fatty?
I think Ryan's going to be the first to get kicked out. And I agree with you, Alex, about Jonathan, but I'm going to take Tom Green.
Oh.
It's unfortunate.
Tom Green to win?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And Ryan Lochte to kick out.
You could have picked him for your team before I got
I know, but I didn't.
I know.
Because I wanted Joey Lawrence, because, you know, he's hot.
Whoa.
Well, I don't know who's going to... I don't even have a guess, but I do not think either Ryan or Jonathan are going to be the first out. I think it's going to be whoever the person is that's sitting beside Ryan.
And that's going to be...
That's a shot in the dark. How do we... I mean...
Well, do you just go right ahead and shoot in the dark?
Let's say Anthony Scaramucci.
Okay.
Is going to be the first to go. I don't think it's going to be Ryan or Jonathan for sure. That's my prediction because I think both of them are going to be popular. And I think it'll be whoever gets sat beside one of them. Who do I want, or who do I think's going to win? I think Jonathan has a really good chance of winning. Damn you, Alex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if you hadn't have picked him, somebody else would have. So
right. I've got to echo Alex. I think that Jonathan to win, and what's his name to be the first one out. Ryan Lochte to be the first one out. So.
Wow. Okay.
He's a competition. What do they call him? Beast. Right.
Well, I would like to pick to win. I mean, Jonathan Bennett is a favorite, but it's a lot to put on his shoulders. So I'm going to go in a different direction, and I'm going to say Joey Lawrence is going to be a strong player, may win, probably not. I'm going to just pick him for shits and giggles. And I think the first person to get kicked out is going to be Tamar Braxton.
I wouldn't be surprised with that either, though.
All right.
All right. So
several choices
to go over the revised rules. We're doing the same. You know what? I said we didn't even have to do the game, and you guys wanted to do it.
Oh, no! I said, this is the most intriguing part of the show.
I said, since this is a short season, we could, you know, just get... And everybody's like, oh, no, we got to do the game. So I'm going to tell the rules.
We're all here, so it made sense to do it.
The rules are the same as last season, except we are not having any negative points. So you only get positive points. And you get plus 10 for HOH, plus 5 for Power of Veto, plus 25 for top 3, and plus 50 for winning the game. That's it. No negative points. So, and then whoever
has... And we're all at zero right now.
And we're all at zero right now. Whoever has the most points at the end wins.
Okay, so can you give us... Can you just run down those point numbers again? Plus 10 for HOH.
Yeah, plus 10 for HOH, plus 5 for Power of Veto, plus 25 if you get in the top 3. And
what is it? Oh, top. Okay.
And plus 50 if you win.
So who has Ryan Lochte on their team?
I do.
So it's between you and me for 10 points.
Right.
Yep.
Game on.
Well, you're probably getting that 10 points, but.
But so, wait a minute. You can. Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah. Now, if any, we're at the very beginning of the game. So, if anyone has any issues with those points, I just pulled those out of my butt. So, if anybody
That's
doesn't.
That's what I smell.
If anybody doesn't like them, you can speak now and we can have a quorum. We can vote on
it. Sorry. Was it you that pulled them out, or was it the Jeep guy that pulled them out of your butt?
We didn't even tell.
Oh, no, he was rimming it.
We did not even tell that story. Everyone's going to be so. Now I should tell the story.
No.
Because everyone's going to be so.
Tell it on the last episode.
Right. You'll have to come back to the final episode. Faye, where can we find you?
Pinkwheelnuts.com.
Well,
Chris in Tennessee from New Jersey from Tennessee.
You can't.
Okay. Couldn't be bothered. Alex Lefevre.
I am Alex Lefevre Music. LEFEVRE music.com.
Adam?
I'm the co-founder of Pride48.com, so you can find me over there.
Well, you'll find Adam updating the website with the 2019 dates of Pride48 in New Orleans soon.
That's right. That is right. You will. Well, I'm working on a brand new website, so maybe they'll just go on that. But
which
anyway.
I hope we'll see Faye and Chris and Alex at this year. And Faye is nope, and Chris is can't be bothered, and Alex says, oh, I hadn't thought about that.
So if you haven't subscribed to the newsletter, I don't know the dates off the top of my head, but we have announced dates for June and the August New Orleans event, so you guys can go over to, well, no, you can't. You can't.
No, you can't.
Join us next time for Butt First. I don't even know when it's going to be. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Goodbye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.